I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Concerns over financial aid matters has led to the firing of Georgia Piedmont Technical College President Jabari Samama. The Covington News reports that four other college employees have also been suspended, including Irvin Clark, Vice President of Economic Development and Dean of the Newton County campus. A spokesman for Georgia Piedmont Technical College said the financial problems at the school were pressing to the point where action was necessary quickly. About 100 people gathered in a Kingsland Community Center last night for the Federal Aviation Administration's second community meeting on the proposed Camden County Spaceport. Some say the project could be an economic boon, while others are concerned about the environmental impact. Jim Renner is a 20-year resident of Little Cumberland Island.
The salt marsh is the most precious thing we have here on the coast, and it is barely mentioned in the draft EIS except as a buffer. The salt marsh is what needs to be buffered from spaceport operations.
The FAA will take public comments through June 14th. The city of Savannah has closed its 2017 budget year with a $10 million surplus. The Savannah Morning News reports that the surplus stemmed from a combination of higher-than-expected revenue and savings from a hiring freeze. The city plans to provide $2 million in funding needed to complete the new Cultural Arts Center and pay for security upgrades following a recent computer malware attack. Meanwhile, the Savannah-Chatham County school system is facing a $14 million deficit for the next budget year. The Savannah Morning News says it's due in part to an almost $10 million increase in the state-required contribution to teacher retirement. Officials say they can cover the deficit using cash from the system's rainy day fund. However, it would draw down the fund below a minimum balance board policy requires to be maintained. Several public budget meetings are scheduled in the weeks ahead as the board explores possible solutions. And the Terrell County NAACP is calling for a federal investigation into Dawson City Manager Barney Parnicott. WALB reports a man claimed in a sworn statement to the GBI that Parnicott paid him to shoot then-Mayor Christopher Wright in 2013. Late last month, LaShawn Moore pleaded guilty to shooting and wounding Wright. No charges have been filed against the city manager. And an Atlanta radio station is no longer on the air after the Federal Communications Commission issued a cease and desist order. The crackdown comes after the FCC sided with the Carrollton radio station that claimed Atlanta's 99X was interfering with its signal. 99X says it plans to appeal. For now, the station is streaming online. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.